Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Growing up, we watch people, we watch TV, or we watch shows, movies, and we start to form ideas about what type of people that we want to be. We look up to certain people and we tell ourselves, that's what I want to look like when I get older, and that's what it takes to make it. And as we get older, those ideas evolve, but Jesus did something radical. He flipped the whole conversation upside down of what we should look like when we grow up. And while his disciples in the religious community had one picture of greatness, Jesus brought a completely different perspective. And this is what he said in Matthew 23:11. He said, "The greatest among you will be your servant." That's what he told his disciples. The greatest person will be the servant to those around them. And Jesus shifted the conversation from greatness being about me, greatness being about my accolades or what I do, to how can I be a blessing to others? And he was saying, if you want to be great, learn how to serve. Serve your fellow man, serve your brothers and sisters in Christ, serve the Lord. Over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about what that looks like. The name of the series is Leader Equals Servant. Leader Equals Servant. Matthew 23:12, I want to start here. Jesus said, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted." And here's the principle. If you try to exalt yourself, you'll be humbled. But if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. And this is very different than the world's playbook. The world says, climb the ladder and look out for number one. Watch your own back. Step on people if you have to. But Jesus says, prefer others above yourself. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Ask not how you can be served, but rather how you can serve others. Matthew 20:28, Jesus said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You see, I look around, and I'm sure you can see this as well, and you look at our culture, that some people have just become selfish. Anybody seen that in our society? You've seen that in our culture. Some people need to let Jesus work on their hearts and reshape their perspective. Even in the Christian community, it sometimes becomes selfish. It's about self. It's about our agendas or our selfish ambition or our selfish motives, pleasing the flesh. But that can't honor God. Paul said in Galatians 5:17, he said, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do." We have in our heart to do the right thing many times, but there's something that gets in the way. Paul says it's the desires of the flesh. It's kind of like a vacation. Some people are there to take a break. Other people are there for their family. Some people are there and it's just about them. It's about themselves. It's about how do they serve themselves, and maybe they're eating too much or they're being rude to people, but it's about self. Whenever self becomes the focus, life gets out of balance. The desires of the flesh, left unchecked in your life, will ruin your life. Desires of the flesh left unchecked will run your life. You ever seen people that it's just like they just float around doing the things that gratify their own flesh? There's two forces, Paul tells us, there's two forces at work in every believer's life. The desire of the flesh and the desires of the spirit. The desires of the flesh, it's active. And the desires of the spirit. One has to lead. One has to become the priority. So which one is going to rule in your life? Leaders, or Christian leaders, as Jesus told them, Christian leaders are not looking to be served, but they're rather looking for how to serve others. The desires of the Spirit is to serve the Lord and to serve people around us. That's the desire of the Spirit. The desire of the flesh, on the other side, is how do I serve myself? How do I serve myself? This is something that we can see in others. This is something that we can see in ourselves. Some people want to elevate themselves. You've seen this? You could call them ladder climbers. And not just any ladder climber, but the ones who step on people to get higher. Some people are driven not by an ambition for the things of God, but a selfish ambition. The disciples weren't immune to this. We can look and we can read this story in Mark 10, 35 through 40. And it says, "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him." Thank you. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." See, we're already starting off on the wrong foot. And this is James and John, Jesus' close disciples. He said, "We want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. And they replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" On the surface, this sounds very spiritual, right? We want heavenly positions in the kingdom of God. But at the core, it's something that was very self-centered, very self-motivated. It wasn't about what's best for the kingdom. It's not what did Jesus think was the best, but it was about them getting a piece of authority. Yes, God wants to elevate you. God wants to elevate all of us. God wants to bless all of us. Deuteronomy 28 says that he wants to make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. But it has to point back to his kingdom. God will build you up as long as you can keep your focus right. God will build you up as long as you don't make your job or your money or your ambition your God. There is a selfish ambition and there is a redeemed ambition. A redeemed ambition always leads you back to servanthood. Redeemed ambition always points back to God. It serves God's purpose and it serves others. It'll bless you, but that's not it. That's not all. It's going to bless others. It will bless you, but it's not just about you. That's what the redeemed ambition looks like. I want you to think about Saul for a second. He had such a strong ambition in religious things, but it was misguided. In some ways, it was a selfish ambition, and God had to strip away his ego and transform him into a Paul. You can read this full story in the book of Acts. But God could not use Saul because of his pride, but he could use Paul because of his humility. Paul had been humbled and was ready to be elevated by God. And here's the trap I want you to look out for, is some people get caught in a vicious circle, right? They get on a high horse, they get knocked off their high horse. They get back up on the high horse, they get knocked off the high horse. And guess what? They get back up on their high horse and they get stuck in that cycle of pride and humbling. And then pride and then humbling. Don't get stuck in the vicious cycle of pride. Let God strip away the selfish ambition and replace it with a righteous ambition that he can use. Why is that? Because humility is powerful. The world won't tell you this. Humility is beautiful. Humility is attractive. And humility will get you promoted. Can you look at somebody today and say, humility will get you promoted? Paul started with pride, but he ended with a servant's perspective. That's what we need. We need a servant's perspective. God wants to give us a servant perspective. Paul started with pride, but ended with a servant's perspective. Romans 1, 1 through 2, Paul describes himself. He says, Paul, this is not Saul, now it's Paul. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scripture. So God used Paul in a tremendous way because Paul was willing to take on a new perspective about life, about faith, about his calling. God still loves you when you have the wrong perspective, but he just can't use you much. God still loves you when you're in your Saul state and you've got your pride and you've got your ego and you're fulfilling the desires of the flesh. He still loves you, but he really can't use you much. It's only when you're transformed and those things of the flesh are stripped away and you become more selfless and less selfish. When that transformation happens, then God can really use you. Then God can really trust you. Then God can really bless you. Then God can really elevate you. And that's the trick of the enemy, right? Because he wants to keep you low. He wants to keep you getting back on your high horse, getting knocked off your high horse, getting back on your high horse, stuck in the vicious cycle. God says, just get humble, stay humble. If you get knocked off your high horse, stay in a humble place so that I can elevate you. I can use you. I can bless you to be a blessing. I can use you as a kingdom player. God loved Paul. God loved Saul, but he could only truly use Paul after the transformation. Are you willing to be transformed by the Holy Spirit? Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes you got to let go of stuff that you've held on to for a while. You say, but God, this is me. And God said, no, that's not the new creation that I'm making you. God, this is something I like to do. God says, let me show you something better. Are you willing to be transformed from a Saul to a Paul? Saul looked religious, very religious. He looked spiritual. But God said, I had more. I have more for you, Paul. I'm going to send you. I'm going to use you in big ways. I'm going to elevate you. Are you willing to be transformed? Are you willing to let him shift your perspective in this season? Leaders take on a perspective of servanthood. That's what Jesus said. How can I serve my fellow man? How can I serve my brothers and sisters in Christ? How can I serve the Lord? And this is where it all leads. The shift from self-serving to serving others. It's not just a change in behavior. It's a change in identity. No longer Saul. Paul. No longer Saul. The transformation was so deep, it was an identity change. Paul described himself after his transformation as a bond servant. Not a guy on a high horse coming into town, setting people straight, the boss man. He described himself as a servant, someone who had voluntarily and completely submitted to God's will. Wow. Are you willing to voluntarily surrender to God's will? Are you willing to voluntarily surrender selfish desires that are holding you back so that you can serve the Lord, so that you can serve others? Those are the lives that shine the brightest people that serve others are the lives that shine the brightest. Today, we don't talk about the selfish Samaritan. We don't tell stories about that. We tell stories about the man who went out of his way to serve the person that was a stranger. We talk about the good Samaritan. The greatest among you will be your servant. Leadership is all about service to others. Service to God. Service to others. Service to people that He puts in our life. Service to brothers and sisters in Christ. Service to our family. Service to our friends. Will you allow yourself to truly become great in God's eyes? Will you serve? Greatness is not about a position of power. It's about perspective. A servant's perspective. Can you bow your head? Let's pray together. God, I thank you, Father, for the moments that you shift our perspective. When we're thinking one way, we're thinking selfishly, or we're thinking about us, and you challenge us, you provoke us, you correct us, and say, I need you to focus on others. I need you to focus on my kingdom, my will being done on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us a kingdom perspective. God, give us a servant perspective that we step into every atmosphere that you allow us to with a mentality to say, how can I serve in a godly way? How can I serve in a humble way? Because I believe as I serve in a humble way, God is going to elevate me to places that bless me, but they bless others. God wants to bless me, but He wants to bless others through me. It's not just about me. It's about what God can get through me to others. God, use us in a special way. God, as we focus on this week, God, speak to us, show us. Maybe there's some people in our lives that you want us to serve, that you want us to take a step out of our comfort zone or out of what we would normally do and serve our fellow man or serve a brother or sister in Christ. Maybe there is a selfish desire in ourselves that you want to strip away in this season. God, show us what you want to strip away. God, so that we can be more like you. So that we can be elevated to places that you want us to be. Strip away the things that hold us back. Strip away the things that have season after season kind of stuck with us, but we haven't been able to get rid of. God, I thank you that you can partner with us to strip away the things that no longer belong in our lives. God, thank you for that. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've drifted in my faith walk, but I want to reconnect with Him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. There's something powerful about that. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really surrendered my life to Jesus. I don't know if I've ever really surrendered my life. I've been around religious things, but I haven't done that. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray for you. Amen. Amen. There's something so powerful about saying yes to Jesus. He's the one that changes everything in our lives. If you lifted your hands, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. I'm sorry for the times I've sinned and fallen short and made mistakes. Forgive me. Give me a second chance. Give me a clean slate. I need you to help me live a life that pleases the Father. I want to walk in your footsteps, Jesus. I want to do things your way. Show me how to do that. I want you to lead, and I'll follow. Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.